without inquiring spiritual values, one is defeated and subjected to misery by ignorance. So one should be inquisitive to understand his spiritual position. As a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, the fire of knowledge burns all reactions to material action. The knowledge we should learn is that Krishna is everything and surrender unto him. In spiritual life, if any progress is made by a spiritual aspirant, the progress has to come only from this point of inquiry. It is a jivasya tattva jignasa, it is said. When one doesn't inquire, there is no progress. You know, Gajendra, in his prayer to Lord Vishnu, he said that the kala, the time may pass, but the ignorance is not dispelled by the passage of time, automatically, he said. For example, if there is a dark room, a pitch dark room, so you wait for 2 months in the same room, will it automatically become lit up? Will the darkness go away? No. You have to arrange for some lighting. You have to either open the window or open the door for light to come in, or you have to switch on a lamp inside. So the darkness can be dispelled only by some endeavor. And that endeavor is actually inquiry, spiritual inquiry. Ichchami kalena nayasya viplavo, he said. Unless the jiva desires that I am suffering misery, I want to lit up the torchlight of knowledge. And I cannot do it on my own. It has to be done by the spiritual master, it has to be done by Krishna. So there has to be a seeking required from the part of the disciple. That is called jignasa. So when one makes that jignasa, then what happens? Then one can understand one's spiritual position. Otherwise, the alternative is only constantly being subject to misery without any understanding of why I am suffering. So this itself is a big step in spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada wrote so many books, and wherever he preached, very vigorously he wanted to show people how spiritual inquiry is an immediate necessity. Spiritual inquiry is an emergency. Prabhupada said it is not like something you can do at the fag end of your life after you become 80 or 90. Spiritual inquiry is today's need, immediate need, right now. It's like a bomb kept in a train. Immediately you have to quit. So this is the specialty of Prabhupada's lectures. Unlike the people, many people who speak lectures which don't create an emergency in our hearts. So there is a need of a spiritual inquiry, and that should be done right now. And it cannot be delayed. Only such an inquiry can bring us to the knowledge. And what is this knowledge? And Krishna is everything, and I have to surrender to him. So there is a verse in Bhagavad Gita also. Yathai gamsi samiktogner bhasmasat kurute arjuna jnana nidatta karmani bhasmasat kurute tatha. This is in Bhagavad Gita, that the awakening of spiritual knowledge burns all the material reactions to ashes, it is said. The new idea which we get, it's not a new idea, it's actually original idea. Original idea is what? Original idea is, I am Krishna Das. Intelligence and devotion is called original idea. And what is the covered over identity? Illusion and doubt. Covered over identity. So we have to dispel illusion and doubt about the spiritual truth. That is why Svatattva Vibhrama, Paratattva Vibhrama, Sadhya Sadhana Vibhrama, all these things, and also all the Mayavadi confusion, the 4 types of Vibhrama should be dispelled. These are the illusions. These are the doubt creating elements. So one has to dispel these illusions and awaken the knowledge, and that knowledge will act like a fire, they said. Like when a snake is trying to crawl in the jungle, below the tree there are so many dry foliage. And the snake is crawling, when there is a fire, the first thing to be burnt to ashes is the snake only, because it is in the ground level. At least four-legged animals can run, but a snake cannot run, it has to run on the ground only, it will be burnt to ashes. So this example is given by Lord Krishna to Uddhava in the Bhagavatam 9th canto, that anyone who takes to this devotion service, started by the chanting, that snake-like diseases will be destroyed. Prabhupada says the one snake-like diseases are not getting destroyed, simply one is doing drama. Just yesterday morning, after the first day, you were hearing that if somebody is saying that I am doing devotion service, but is also like one devotee was telling, one fellow is a devotee, he's an initial devotee, he's spending many years, now he's watching TV 8 hours a day, and he's just you know, going here, going there, watching movies, watching cricket. Now it's not that by initiation you become a wonderful devotee automatically. Initiation means your spiritual life is set rolling by the spiritual master. But if you don't take the words of spiritual master seriously, then how will you make progress? Initiation is not a rubber stamp to go back to Godhead. Some people lament that my initiation has not yet come. No. It's a question of how much we are controlled by the spiritual instructions of the spiritual master. You know, spiritual master is the planet. After spiritual master leaves the planet and goes away, how is a person going to practice? Even when he is alive, he is not practicing. When he is dead and gone, after that, how will a person practice? You know, for spiritual master is not alive for him even when he is alive. So it is not a superficial thing. Practice of Krishna consciousness is something to be very sincerely done by the devotee. So then when one is practicing properly, then the snake like desires in our heart will be cured. What is the proof? See yourself. One can see oneself. At least there will be a strong desire in the heart of the devotee to get rid of material sense gratification. The devotee will never delight in material enjoyment. The devotee will lament. Like he says, you know, samsara vishanale devaneshiya jwale judai se na koino upai. So this is a stage of progress, of clearing stage, when a devotee is lamenting that, oh, I have so many desires for material enjoyment, and these are all rubbish desires. What a fool I am. Like a scavenger collecting all the dirty things from the gutter and storing them in a sack and considering it very valuable. These are all anarthas. I am simply possessing material commodities of the world and I am thinking I am happy. So then Krishna, as the holy name, he acts and burns away all of our anarthas and delivers the devotee from hankering for material enjoyment. In fact, this is one very important sign of a progressive devotee, that one is either free from hankering for material enjoyment, or one is lamenting, seeing one's foolish tendencies towards material enjoyment, and one is trying to rise above it. And then the knowledge that is arising in our heart by Krishna's grace and Guru's grace, that will burn away, that knowledge actually comes by inquiry. And inquiry is made, knowledge is attained, and the knowledge burns away all the impurities. And the hankering for material enjoyment is finished, then a devotee can peacefully make progress towards the lotus feet of Krishna. And all this is made possible by beginning with chanting of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees.